All right. What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Monday, May 5th of 2025, Cinco de Mayo. Looking ahead today, we have an 8-game MLB main slate, 2-game NBA playoff slate, and then a single NHL playoff showdown. So it should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew, one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So tune in any one of those days. Get your questions answered. A couple updates. It is Monday, so we will be announcing the winners for the birdie battle for this week in Discord. We don't do that on stream anymore. So those results will be posted, I believe, in either the Office Hours channel, golf channel, or both. So keep your guys' eyes out for that. And then we will not have a Saturday show this upcoming Saturday. So I just want to let you guys know about that. Just Monday through Friday, and then we will have the build review on Friday as well. All right. With those announcements out of the way, let's get SaberSim up. We didn't have any questions come in before the show today, but that's totally fine. We will start off with a slate demo and then kind of go from there. Actually, did just get a question here from Adams. Perfect timing. So Adam said, "Hey, Andrew, thanks for doing the show. I usually switch ownership in my builds to reflect the contest I'm playing. Example, if I'm playing the Minimax, I build using the low stakes MME own. But does this matter at all anymore, given that the sliders account for ownership? Thank you." Or that the sliders don't account for ownership. Thank you. Okay, good question. So I still think this is a good idea. Okay. Now, the reason for it is so let's just start from the beginning, right? So, okay, you come into the ownership on Ultimate. You have all these different ownership options, right? These ownership options are used for different contests. Like if we go to the contest tab, we're going to see that the ownership option for the $5 150 max is flagship MME, but it's going to be different for the $111 contest. It's going to be different for the $1 20 max, right? $1 20 max is low stakes 20 max, right? So all these different options, depending on what the cost of the contest is and how many entries you can enter. Now, if we go back to our build, right, and we toggle between these, we actually see these ownership differences in action. So with the flagship MME column, Cole Reagan's 41% owned. But what if we went and looked at like a high stakes single entry? Well, now his ownership is different. Now it's 56%, right? So there are differences between the columns, right? What if we go to low stakes MME, like Adam was talking about? Okay, he comes back down to 37%, right? A little less than the flagship MME. Not as drastic, but still different, right? So the differences here are what we're talking about. Now, I think it's a good idea to change these to the contest you're primarily playing. Like if you're primarily playing, you know, low stakes 20 max or low stakes MME contest, you're not really getting your, you know, toes into like the flagship stuff and things like that, I think it's good. And the reason for that is because after we run the build, right, we're going to display your exposures and your leverage. Your exposure is, or your leverage is your exposure minus your ownership. Well, depending on what that ownership is going to give you a different idea of how over or under the field you are on a player, right? So we'll come into here, sort by exposure, right? And then I'm looking at like 20 lineups. Well, you know, for instance, right, let's say, okay, you know, I'm looking at flagship MME. Right. I had just left it at the default. Okay. Well, what if, you know, you come in here and you see that Reagan's, and I'm just going to set a max exposure to display this, right? What if he's 40% owned or you have 40% exposure to him? Okay, well, then you're like even with the field at flagship, right? But then if you're, you know, playing high stakes, well, all of a sudden your 40% is negative leverage. And then now he's like one of your highest negative leverage plays. I don't think you wanted that, right? So, but then we go back to, you know, low stakes MME. And then all of a sudden we're just slightly above the field here. Very, very close to even. But point remains, changing your ownership. You're right that it won't have an effect on your build, but it'll give you better numbers to analyze when making decisions about how your lineups look compared to what the expected lineups in your contest are going to look like. So I think it's a good idea to change it for that reason alone. It won't have an impact on your builds. The right ownership source will still automatically be used in your contest sims, but this is mostly just for table and data point kind of feedback. So long way of saying, it's a good idea. Keep doing it. But that is why I think it is a good idea. All right. Keeping it rolling. Good start. Sean said, what is the best practice for using contest flashback? Is it a good idea to run a sim of the last previous slate? Also, what are some ways you look to get different on these two-game NBA slates with ownership being so concentrated on the highest projected players? How do you look to get different? Okay, so two questions here. We'll answer them one at a time. First question was, what is best practice for using contest flashback? Okay, and then is it a good idea to run a sim of the last previous slate? All right, so couple things I would do here, right? So we have a couple resources that I do want to call out. Just going to pull these up real quick. Okay. So in SaberSim, first resource, right? You go to help over here on the right in this menu. You go to SaberSim tutorials. You go to this how to use contest flashback. Okay, this is just how to use it, right? Where to find it, what buttons to click to get the information you're looking for. Just kind of like a general overview, okay? So this is like a good one for somebody who's like never really used it before, okay? Now, for how to use it, right? For how to use it, a couple good options. I would honestly go and watch one of the past lineup review shows, right? We had a nice long one this last weekend reviewing your DFS builds live on May 2nd, which is last Friday. This one, I think we had like four or five reviews. And what I'm doing on the show, right? And you could always sign up for a show if you haven't signed up before, is I bring users' builds on stream. And somebody signs up like, hey, Andrew, I want you to review my MLB DraftKings main slate lineups from May 4th, right? And then it's like, okay, you know, that shows every Friday. Add them to the list. We go back. We look at the slate. We look at how they did in their contests and contest flashback. We look at their builds. I give them advice about things I think they're doing good, things I think they should keep doing, things I think they should do differently, maybe some things I don't like. And then, you know, like very, very kind of clear feedback, right? If you want to get signed up for that show, two ways to do so. Number one, send us an email, support@sabersim.com, or two, you can post in the office hours channel. And again, just give me that same information. Hey, Andrew, can you review my MLB DraftKings main slate lineups from 5-5, right? And then I was like, okay, I will blog that and then I'll add you to the show. So this will show you how I'm using it. And you know, the way I use it is like the way I recommend using it. As far as shows go, we did have a good one. I believe it was on this show here. And we did this at the end. If for any past office hours, you guys can always go into the description and see like different things we covered. So it's actually this segment. What is the best way to utilize flashback? What is valuable to take away? We went through flashback and like for a slate. And then I went over like, hey, if you don't know where to start, you know, start here, right? So I'll drop that segment in the chat, Those are like three really good resources, right? So this Saber Sims tutorial, past build review shows, past segments on Office Hours, kind of talking about this, right? So this is what I would, where I would be going for that information. So check out those different segments. Let me know if you want to get signed up for a review show, and then we can get you added to the next one. All right. Second part of the question here was, what are some ways you look to get different on these two game NBA slates with ownership being so concentrated on the highest projected players? How do you look to get different? Okay. Good question here. So this will be like our build demo for the day. We will go to the two game NBA main slate for today, and we'll build some lineups for it. So one thing we've been talking about, right? You got to figure out, hey, is duplication important on this slate? And it's a perfect opportunity to use Contest Flashback to answer that question, right? So we go back, say, I don't know, right? I'm not sure if I need to account for duplication. Okay. We go back to yesterday's slate. You want to look on DraftKings, even though maybe you're playing on FanDuel. It's two game slate. We'll kind of play similar across sports or across sites. Okay. So we go back to May 4th, two game slate. Go to the contest tab. And then maybe you're playing like the $1 20 max. Okay, I go to yesterday's and one. And then I come in here and I go to users. Well, I'm going to look at people who maxed it. Sort by sim ROI. And then I'm going to look at this average dupes column, right? Okay, duplication, very, very important. 19 dupes, 8, 29, 10, 22, 16, 14, 66. Tons and tons of lineups being duplicated even by the best players in the lobby. This should tell you that, hey, I need to account for duplication. It's actually really, really important. Okay, great. Now I know that information and I have somewhere to reference it, right? I didn't just pull it out of thin air. So now we go back to today's slate. And I'm not going to do too much on the home table. Only thing I might do is just set a super small filter for like players that I don't even think are going to get in the game. So, you know, for me, it's like probably these players with like zero projection. So I might set some type of filter here. Maybe just like players under five. I don't know what this one says. Show players with projection greater than five. Seems fine. That's really it, right? Just a little bit of curation. Nothing too crazy. It's a two-game slate, so you know you can kind of get a little bit weird with these lineups. I'm going to leave them in max salary at their defaults here. I'm just going to build 500 lineups for this demo. No rules, no other changes here. I'm just going to kick this off. All right. So these lineups are finishing up right now. All right. Sim automatically kicks off. So I'm going to move some columns around. Just get this the way I like. Okay, so we're sorting by our contest sim. We have our average projection aggregate metric. I'm going to add an average ROI one. I might add an average salary one too. Just to get an idea. So really, really high salary, okay? We could see that like the max is 60,000. Even though we have this range really, really wide at 54K to 60K, we're still average salary is 59.9. So that's really high. Makes me a little nervous. Makes me think our lineups might be highly duplicated here. So we want to do some things to account for that, right? So I always say like there's kind of three different approaches for this. You could do some ownership. You could do product ownership, and then you could do salary adjustments, right? Those are things I like to keep in mind. I like to just kind of start at the bottom, work my way up. Now, so what I'm going to do is, let's see, we got 500 lineups. I'm going to start with just an ownership adjustment here. So I'm going to say show lineups with ownership less than X, right? And what I'm going to do is I'm going to try and get rid of somewhere between like 10 to 20% of my lineups. So let's say ownership less than, gosh, I don't know, 375. Okay, that got rid of 8 lineups. So not aggressive enough. Try 360. That's better. 42 lineups, approaching 10%. Try 355. You could go higher if you wanted to, right? You could go more aggressive, like closer to 20%. You could stay less aggressive. I would probably, you know, if you've never done this before, I always recommend going less restrictive and then moving toward more and more restrictive, right? Like if you do this, you see your lineups are still heavily duplicated. Then, you know, I would try and do like some product thing. I consider capping max salary after that, right? We did see our average salary came down a little bit. We were in the 59.9 range. Now we're in the 59.8 range. So getting rid of some of those high ownership lineups brought our salary down. So that's a good thing here to try and be a little bit more unique. But this is just step one, right? We're going to have to iterate on this and just keep track and figure out if we want to keep doing these things. If you want to go to the next step, right, you do this. And then you're like, I think I need to be more aggressive. Check out this. It's a little bit older tutorial, but it's how do ownership product and ownership geometric mean work. This will show you the differences between some ownership and product ownership and how to apply them in the app across all subscription levels. Okay, so check out that video, but we're just going to stick with this one for now. And then from here, right, we're going to kind of just do everything else that we do. So we ran our build, let SaberSim, you know, do its thing with projections ownership, not really changing anything, ran the contest sims, made an adjustment for duplication. And then now we're going to try and hone in our lineups, right? So I'm going to start adjusting uniques here. I'm going to go from 1 to 3, make a small jump here. Brought us down about 20% ROI, about 1.5 in projection. Okay, seems okay. Exposures and leverages are flattening out. 4 uniques brings us down like another 2 in projection, down to like 50% ROI total. I probably wouldn't go lower than this. I would mostly try and determine, do I want to go backwards, go down to like 3 uniques, or do I want to keep going up and go to 4? I do have like quite a few players with like double digit leverage at 3 uniques. I did like the way 4 looked a little bit more. One big stand on Hartenstein, and then some double digit leverages, but not too many. This feels a little bit better to me personally, right? The other thing is like at 1 unique, we are at 22 players in the player pool. At 4 uniques, we're at 26 players in the player pool. You know, adding players to your player pool is like a way of also, you know, getting more unique, right? You're willing to play more plays, and maybe the field isn't so likely to do so, right? So that's another thing to consider. I'm sorting my projection just going down here. I just want to make sure that our mini unique adjustment isn't leading to us getting too many of these like super high risk plays. So like the way I'm kind of accounting for that is like, okay, how many lineups is player X in the pool? And how many of those lineups are we actually playing, right? Like if campaign is in 7 lineups total and we're playing 5 of them, you know, it might be our adjustments leading to that. And that might be like the wrong thing that I want to be occurring. Luckily, that's not what's happening here, right? But that is something to be aware of. The more and more changes you make, maybe you can end up getting on some of these, too many of these long shot lineups. It's okay to have like a couple of these in there, right? But, you know, I don't want 5 of the 7 since they only came up, you know, so sparingly, right? So that's why I'm just like checking that, but seems to be checking out with me. You could sort by leverage, positive, and then you could inversely sort and sort by negative leverage and make sure you're just okay with the players you're a little bit under on, right? So that's another thing to consider. But yeah, this is what I would be doing for NBA 2-game slate tonight. I'd be happy with these lineups at this point. I'd be ready to save them and upload them to my contests. All right, we have a question from Jellybean, well-timed here. It says, once I save my lineups to contests and then run another sim, does it change the lineups again on Ultimate? Okay, good question. So I just want to be clear. There's 2 things you can do, right? So here we ran a build which uses the game sims to put lineups into the pool. And then we run the contest sim right after the lineups are in the pool. So there are two things you could do, right? You could rerun the contest sim, or you could rebuild the lineups. Now, if you rerun the contest sim, it's going to use the same 500 lineups I built and rerun the contest sim and assign new ROI values to every lineup. Now, the ROI values will be similar, but they will not be, you know, the same or like they can always vary depending on the results in the new contest sim from whatever sims get sampled, okay? So rerunning the contest sim will assign new ROI values to the same lineups. Now, if you rebuild lineups, this will get rid of the 500 lineups we already built and give you 500 new lineups. Now, it's definitely possible some of the same lineups can be rebuilt, but the builder is effectively giving you a brand new set of lineups. And then after it gives you that new set of lineups, it will rerun the contest sim on that new set of lineups. So that is what is happening. Those are different options and scenarios in that situation. All right. Good stuff. Answered plenty of questions. Knocked out a slate demo for this NBA playoff slate. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I will be back tomorrow, 4 p.m. Eastern, for our next show. So until then, everybody, good luck. Take care. Thanks. Bye.